This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. On this Memorial Day, President Biden will travel to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath in honor of the nation's fallen military service members. Yesterday, he was in Uvalde, Texas, where a grieving community pleaded with him. Do something, they said, after a gunman shot and killed 21 people at an elementary school last week. The AP's Shelley Adler says lawmakers in Washington met over the weekend on gun safety issues.
My hope is that this time is different.
Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, who is part of the bipartisan group of senators in talks about gun safety legislation.
I am at the table in a more significant way right now with Republicans and Democrats than ever before. Certainly, many more Republicans willing to talk right now than we're willing to talk after Sandy Hook.
A different point of view from GOP Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama.
What we have to do is stop the motivation that causes these criminals, these horrific individuals, to do what they do.
While Brooks was on Fox News Sunday, Murphy appeared on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Millions of Americans have been traveling over this long holiday weekend, but many are facing frustrations. And it's not just the eye-popping gas prices. $4.61 a gallon this morning. Some air travelers are seeing their flights canceled or delayed. The AP's Julie Walker.
Delta Airlines canceled the most flights among major U.S. carriers, blaming Saturday's bad weather and air traffic control actions. Many airline analysts believe the number of travelers will match or even surpass pre-pandemic levels. However, airlines have thousands fewer employees, and that has at times contributed to widespread flight cancellations.
The leading World Health Organization expert on monkeypox says she doesn't expect it to turn into a pandemic. This is AP News. China is easing COVID restrictions on businesses in Shanghai and Beijing. The AP's Mike Kempen.
A partial reopening of stores and offices was welcomed by weary residents and struggling shopkeepers eager for life to return to normal. A Beijing city spokesman says the outbreak has been put under effective control. However, many restaurants remain closed, except for takeout and delivery. There also has been a gradual easing of restrictions in Shanghai, another signal that the worst is over in the twin outbreaks in China's most prominent cities. Many people in Shanghai can only go out with special passes and for a limited period of time. I'm Mike Hempen.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says next month's summit in Madrid will be a historic opportunity to strengthen NATO in the face of Russian aggression against Ukraine. Next month's summit will redefine NATO's strategic priorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.